NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
CardioVasc is a 7-synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Thank you.
back and we have Deborah Tavares back here. We have two documents you sent me, and one of them I want to mention right off the top is out of Ohio. I'd like you to kind of specify this, and then I want to get into the science about it after. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, okay. So I received the alarming email from some people out of the Ohio area. Their utility is American Electric Power Company. Now, let me back up, because many people, sadly, have not yet realized that the deployment of the electric grid, the smart meters now, and, of course, the water meters as well, is a global, a worldwide deployment. So
right.
Early on in 2009, when people were hearing about us here in California rising up against the deployment of smart meters and fighting against it, and then ultimately, of course, getting the opt-out, we've been able to keep our original analog meters, the original ones, not the cousin, the digital analog that they're replacing the smart meters with if you opt out. Many have been able to keep their original meters. No one at that time listened and heard. This is a global, worldwide deployment. Everywhere where there is an electric meter or a water meter, the plan is to transition and create a wireless world of global control.
Right.
So because people weren't hearing that, and I don't know what part of worldwide global control and wireless means, but I received this very horrifying, actually, letter that the utility company believes they're going to have their customers sign to opt out of the smart meter. So I'm going to read this so that all of you can hear this for yourselves.
Right. This is the actual letter from the which utility is it?
Yes, it is from the AEP Ohio, which means American Electric Power Company.
Right. Okay.
Incorporated. And
we're
going to follow up with who's behind all of this, et cetera.
Now you got to understand, when the law was originally put out, it was not that everybody was forced to opt in and then you had to opt out. It was the fact that they had to have your permission to opt you into the system. And they knew these meters, by the way, from the scalar radiation, could be potentially damaging to the people. And the companies that put these things in, and I notified San Diego Gas and Electric here and their attorney who was threatening me, that I knew these were potentially dangerous, and I knew the original law that was put into the federal government did not allow the utilities to force these on people. They had to opt in once they knew the danger of them. And this is what this utility is doing, so please read it.
Well, yes. Okay, so here we go. First of all, it's very important. I'm going to only cover this lightly because I want to get into the three paragraphs of this notification. It's an acknowledgement. But it's important to understand that this is a corporation requiring that this acknowledgement be signed by the customer. Now, the customer is in caps. It's a capital C. Now, the customer to whom a corporation is requiring is a dead fiction, a dead person.
We talked about that an hour or two with Kelby Smith on Tuesday.
We won't go into that now because
we'll talk about that tomorrow with Kelby. Please continue.
Yes. Okay. So that's just important for everyone to note that we are a corporate structure. It's a corporate system. It's a network. We are dead legal fiction. We are not considered living, breathing human beings. Now, I won't go into that now anymore. I'm going to now start to read this required acknowledgement that AEP out of Ohio wants their customers to sign if they want to opt out of a smart meter deployment. Customer hereby request non-standard digital metering equipment. So I'm going to pause right there and reread this. Customer hereby requests a non-standard digital metering equipment. So very important to understand. The new standard is, they're saying, is the smart meter, the wireless smart meter. But they're saying that now you can have a digital metering equipment. So it's still going to be a smart meter with digital frequencies. That's the important aspect here. So that your meter reader can literally drive down the street with a wand and pick up the frequencies, okay, from the digital metering equipment. So I'm going to continue to read.
So rather than sending it back to a central swarm, he has to drive down the street and just point it at it.
Yes. So the customer, customer, because it's still a wireless. It's just not part of the home area network as such.
Right.
But it's easy to create that aspect in this digital metering equipment.
Right.
So here we go. Customer understands and acknowledges that customer, all in caps, or capital C, I should say, will be required to pay the approved $24 monthly fee that will be included in their monthly bill. So here in California, when we were opting out originally, our monthly fee was $10 a month. Now, you have to ask yourself, the required to pay approved $24 a month. Who approved it? I'll leave that as a hanging question.
Right.
Let me continue to read. Customer hereby, now this is important. I'm going to go slow because this is absolutely insanity. So customer hereby agrees to release, hold harmless, and indemnify AEP Ohio, that's American Electric Power Company, Inc., and all of their affiliated companies, and any of their officers, directors, employees, and agents from and against losses, liabilities, costs, expenses, suits, actions, and claims, including claims arising out of injuries to persons or damage to property caused by or in any way attributable to or related to customers' request for a non-standard metering service. In other words, they know it's going to cause injury. So it says the removal of the advanced metering equipment and for the subsequent installation of a non-standard metering equipment. In order to complete your request for a non-standard digital meter, you must sign and return this AMI opt-out customer acknowledgement. So in other words, you're signing over any ability to file any claim down the road.
Is that ever evil? This is done by lawyers that are from hell, right?
It is, and lawyers all have bar cards. They're serving, sadly, the control mechanism of the global banksters.
Let me fill in a comment here. Bar is British Authorized Registry, which is a luciferic, devilish, draco-reptilian entity that controls the legal system, and 57 of the nations of the world are under the Bar Association, including Russia and China and every one of the first and second world nations. Please continue.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill, and thank you for clarifying that because you said that perfectly. Now, I also now want to go to another document. Now, understand I have more things to discuss, so I'm hitting this first. I've got some very heavy information after this. But I have a document that I found, and it's entitled Interstate Navigation Company, Direct Testimony of James A. Rothschild. And this was dated March of 2004. So I'm going to read to you what our research team discovered in this document, and it is hair-raising.
Right.
And part of this I didn't realize, but now I do, and all of you will also. So what am I talking about here? We're talking about Rothschild, the master utility rate controller worldwide.
Right.
And we're talking about also the effects of Pacific Gas and Electric up here, which we'll discuss in a minute. But this is in this document. Rothschild is discussing and stating the testifying experience he's had with utility regulations for electricity, gas, telephone, sewer, water throughout the United States. In other words, he is substantiating his experience in testifying for a rate increase within this document. And he comes from the admission of testifying experience, again, for electricity, gas, telephone, sewer, water throughout the United States. He talks about his qualifications in this document and occupation, and he says this, James A. Rothschild is a financial consultant specializing in utility regulation. He has experience in the regulation of electric, gas, telephone, sewer, and water utilities throughout the United States. He is president of Rothschild Financial Consulting and has been a consultant since 1972. From 1979 through January of 1985, he was president of Georgetown Consulting Group, Inc. And then from 76 to 1979, he was president of J. Rothschild Associates. Both of these firms specialized in utility regulations. And from 1972 through 1976, Tooch, Ross and Company, a major international consulting accounting firm, employed Rothschild as a management consultant. Tooch, T-O-U-C-H-E, Ross and Company, later merged with Delotte Tooch. Much of his consulting at Tooch, T-O-U-C-H-E, Ross, was in the area of utility regulation. While associated with the above firms, Rothschild had worked for various state utility commissions, attorneys general, and public advocates on regulatory matters relating to regulatory and financial issues. These have included rate of return, financial issues, and accounting issues. So I read into this testimony, and I looked at page 36, and this is very important for all that are wanting to look at this interstate navigation company and the direct testimony of James A. Rothschild.
Right.
And I've requested that this be posted on StopTheCrime.net under Hot Radio Show Topics and also Climate Action Plans. So I hope that all of you can also just type it in for yourselves and find this document. So on page 36, what I want everybody to look at and want everybody to know is we have been long since disclosing that Rothschild runs all of the utilities, not only nationwide in the United States, Canada, South America, but throughout the entire world. And this is important to understand. And you'll find that in this testimony, Rothschild is testifying to the experience that he's had with a variety of sewer, electric, water, and gas companies throughout the United States. And he's talking about, and everyone can search this for themselves, but in Alabama, for example, now they list the states alphabetical, and they talk about the various control of corporations that Rothschild has testified for rate increases, et cetera. But in Alabama, for example, Continental Telephone of the South, and you can look all this up yourself. In Arizona, Southwest Gas Corporation, Connecticut, we have American Water Company, which is Connecticut American Water Company. We have Connecticut Light and Power Company, again, Connecticut Natural Gas. We have United Illuminating Company. These are all Rothschild-controlled systems that are controlling the resources that we will all be limited with through the climate action plans. So they have a list under Delaware, and it's Artesian Water Company, Inc., Diamond State Telephone Company, a Willington Suburban Water Company, under the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, it's the Cochin Gateway Pipeline Company. It's the Maine Yankee Atomic Power Company, New England Power Company. The list goes on. Under Florida, you will find Florida Power and Light Company. You will find Southern Bell Telephone, Gulf Power. I'm reading these to you so that you understand the enormity of the takedown.
Right.
And the ability for them to control it all and for us to have limited use of resources.
Right. And by the way, this is not a theory. Read and weep. And those people who want to disagree, stop it and read and then pray.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Dr. Joe.
Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Deborah, you pulled up an important document by having me search for it. It's a document that basically is CubaTrade.org, and it's a specific blog that talks about, and this, by the way, is reported today, Washington, colon, we have a problem, semicolon, avoiding the C word. I would like you to expand this. And when you look at this document, it's very bizarre. It shows days remaining for President Trump, then says days remaining for President Diaz-Canel, which is the current president of Cuba, days since Texaco oil refinery expropriated by Cuba, that's 21,425 days ago, days until State Department may implement Title III. Title III, so I'd like you to expand on this, because Cuba has a division, at least, or more, of troops down there supporting Maduro in Venezuela. We have 109,000 tons of supplies in Colombia, where Guaido is ready to kind of try to come across the border. It's my feeling we're on the knife's edge. Russia's threatening nuclear attack on America, and Putin is a maniac. He's out of his mind if he thinks he's going to get away with it. I'm the whistleblower, along with John W. Springs, on the third hour on Tuesdays for the Russian hypersonic cruise missiles, which are already aimed at America from Punta Huerta in Nicaragua, and now La Orchila Island, just like Grenada years ago in the early 80s. So, expand on this document. This looks pretty damn weird.
Well, I want to tell you first how I found it. I traveled to Cuba last year, and there were some hanging questions that I was searching for. And I ended up on a site within the Cuban documents that got me into this blog, which I'm certain that they did not want any of us to get to. Because of the sensitivity and the frankness of this of these discussions. It is absolutely horrific. And it is the plan of the current administration. And they call it the Trioka team of three representatives to take down Cuba, to take over all of Cuba, the land. They're saying that Cuba will not have to pay for the nationalizing and taking of American industries in the transition of the orchestrated coup between Fidel Castro and Batista. And they have assessed the amount of money that Cuba owes for the takedown. And they talk about the Republic of Cuba is in a strengthened position to agree to a private-public mediation proposal. They have a link to that, currently under review by the Trump administration to resolve the 5,913 certified claims, valued at $1.9 billion. The United States Nationals Against the Republic of Cuba. And it goes into great detail how all of these actors will be determining whether the Republic of Cuba is worth the effort. And it goes on. This is very disturbing because you talked about the clock. And this document reveals that Cuba has few options. It says the Republic of Cuba would have few options but to support a transition from the Maduro administration to the Guaido administration for their commercial interest. Were assured to continue, or at minimum, decrease on the timetable that would at least be disruptive to the Republic of Cuba. Now, let me stop right now. Cuba has been squeezed by the United States, and it's important to know that we've been using directed energy weapons to shape up Cuba and make them do what we want. We used the directed energy weapons in the 70s under Operation Nile Blue. It was restricting precipitation that massively impacted their sugarcane production. And back in, was it January of this year, Dr. Bill, you found where Cuba was hit and there was tremendous damage in Havana and loss of life.
Right.
We are using weather weapons on Cuba right now to get them to concede their country to the globalist agenda of takedown. That is what is happening.
But it's going to occur parallel with Venezuela. We're sitting on the largest independent supply of oil in the world.
Yes, and because Cuba had been getting their oil and is now getting their oil from Venezuela, we saw a number of manufacturing refineries in Cuba that said their oil is coming from Venezuela. So they're going to squeeze Venezuela and cut them off, just like they are cutting us off in the United States right now and transitioning us into electric cars. But shall I not digress here? They talk also in this document, the government of Cuba has thus far refused access the Republic of Cuba marketplace by the United States based on consumer retail and customer service providers. There are many United States companies, including law firms, and they say consultants and accounting firms who sought but were refused authorization to establish offices in the Republic of Cuba. Now, let me be clear. Cuba does not want to be taken over by the international bankers of the United States. That is very important to understand. They are getting support from Russia, and they're getting support from Venezuela and other countries that are now being squeezed into oblivion. The research that went into my trip to Cuba and my subsequent understanding of what was going on with the documents that have been disclosed is mind-boggling, what is happening to Cuba. So I found this blow-by-blow document, and it talks about how President Trump's son-in-law is involved with two other real estate negotiators to literally do a portfolio land deal. This is taking of Cuba's resources and land in debt repayment that is being concocted because, of course, we know the whole takeover of the collapse between Fidel Castro and the Batista government was all an orchestrated event to begin with. But they go on to say, what will happen to Venezuela's overseas assets? This is a question and answer. And they say, for example, the gold that Venezuela has in the Bank of England, money it has in overseas accounts, will the expectation be that the interim president would have control over those funds? And Secretary Pompeo says, well, as to your first question, we have responsibilities for all things related to our efforts to restore democracy in Venezuela. It's a global challenge. Now let's get back to restoring democracy in Venezuela. When people understand that the United States has a corporate structure that is not democratic or fair for the people at all, when you hear these words, you need to understand this is a takedown of Venezuela and Cuba, all those countries. And they go on to say, there are multiple dimensions to how we hope to assist the Venezuelans in achieving democracy, and we will be responsible for leading that effort. So this is the economic global hitman team under the premise of the United States of America and the takedown of a few last remaining countries that have been in defiance of what has been happening here. And they did the same thing with Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. They killed him. They blew up the great man-made river project, how they were able to bring primary water into the citizens, and they destroyed that infrastructure. We are being destroyed. And what is happening is the privatization of real estate in Cuba. And there's the time clock that you referred to, Dr. Bill, is the time clock that the United States is giving Cuba, President Canal, who just has only recently come into office after the last Castro stepped down.
Right.
And it's just very important to understand the players here. And I'm looking at a document.
Well, Title III, what is Title III that they're talking about implementing Title III? This means they're telling the current new president of Cuba, pull your troops out of Venezuela, start playing ball with us, hand over your real estate to pay off previous debts, or it's over. And not only when America does with other nations in South America, which they have to, by the way, they have no choice, because Russia has placed these hypersonic cruise missiles, which, by the way, 2 years ago I started getting visions of this. Then I corroborated with my intel sources and the sewer net, I call the internet. And when all three balls fall and somebody the same thing, I released a story a month ago on the Rent Show. But I've been talking about this for almost a year and a half with John W. Spring, who will be on tomorrow. And the fact is, the Russians are dangerous. Cuba has been dangerous. It had those missiles in place even till the fall of the Soviet Union back in the late 80s. People need to understand that it's not a good thing, necessarily, because the corporation of the United States, which has chattelized our birth certificates on 32-pound note paper, is taking over the other hemispheres. For example, the USMC Treaty, which was, by the way, worked out with Trump and his son-in-law, is the same thing that's going on in the Middle East. It's the same thing going on with South America. The other nations, for example, Brazil, has fallen to a leader in Brazil, who is a socialist country, who's working lockstep with America. Even the socialist leader of Mexico is playing ball with Trump. If they don't play ball, because remember, and I'm going to repeat this, the Mark of the Beast system is the corporate system of America, controlling the whole world, and it's about to take over the entire planet. Ted trade zones, sponsored by the global banker elites and people like Rothschilds. This game is almost over, isn't it?
It is. And now I'm going to read a few more things in this document, Dr. Bill. Sadly, it doesn't have page numbers, or I would tell you where to go in this document. But I'm going to read it verbatim. It says, this is Honorable Rick Crawford, Republican of Arkansas, 1st District. And he said, wants to avoid the fate of the cemetery. He can and his supporters need to move fast, believing that they always have a pathway forward, and reject those supporters who belittle whom Representative Crawford and his colleagues in the United States Congress will need if the legislative journey is to be successful, including within the Trump administration. Supporters also need to accept the reality of the legislative marketplace with respect to the Republic of Cuba. The country is itself a commodity.
Right.
You just heard me say, they're calling Cuba a commodity, a value of assets. And supporters and opportunities and opponents will need to negotiate an acceptable price for legislation to become law. Supporters will also need to have to be ready. A response to the government of the Republic of Cuba may not be blamed for weather. However, the government of the Republic of Cuba can be blamed for not investing or permitting viable direct foreign investment in infrastructure to lessen the impact of weather upon the country's ability to produce agricultural commodities and food products. Now remember, the United States and other countries are using weather weapons to force compliance to the takedown.
And they're going to force it. So you have to understand what Trump is doing, and the globalists behind him is they're enforcing the New World Order.
That's right. And look up Operation Nile Blue for all of you that need an understanding of how weather is being used to bring compliance, just like weather is being used right now and has been where I am here in Northern California. They are now calling the created atmospheric conditions of floods, they're calling it atmospheric rivers. And we are expected to have 4 to 6 inches of rain within the next 48 hours. We're being flooded out. This is weapons now of floods. And we've just had weapons of fires. Along one of our main rivers here, the Russian River, they expect it to be in flood stage tomorrow around noon. This is all created weapons systems to bring in the requirements of a completely new economic system under green banks, green energy, green implementation, and the forcing of all of us to retrofit all our buildings worldwide. Now, I hope that people
are hearing this. That's why when AOC is reading this off, and the Democrats, a lot of this is going to happen behind the scenes.
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10, the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on-phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical.
Welcome back. You found something regarding this Title III, and I've got some things that I can read off, Deborah. It says right at the top of the articles that I found from the search engine, Secretary's determination of 45-day suspension under Title III of the Cuban Liberty and Democratic Solidarity Libertad Act of 1996. And if you look at that actual document, it shows how many days left. I think it's 19 days left before we actually terminate that act and actually either invade or cut off the oil supplies from Venezuela, which will terminate the society in Cuba. Cuba and Venezuela are tied together. Cuba has troops down in Venezuela, backed by the Russians. The Russians have actually deployed hypersonic cruise missiles who could first strike, attack us immediately. We have people like Paul Joseph Roberts, who's basically clearly and literally said that our likelihood of a nuclear war with Russia is this year, not 10 years from now, this year. And so these things are going on right now while we're under our nose. At the same time, they're pushing 5G network, smart meters, and not only smart meters for control of electric, also water. So that all these things are culminating right now under their global elite like the Rothschilds. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this Title III, because this is very important for people to understand. This is right off of the U.S. Embassy in Cuba website. So for those of you that question documents, do your own research if you question.
Right.
But this is a document that you can look for yourself.
Right.
So this is dated January 16th of 2019, and understand the enormity of what is being said here.
Right.
They're saying the Secretary of State reported on January 16th of 2019 to the appropriate congressional committees that consistent with Section 306(c)(2) of the Cuban Liberty and Democratic Solidarity Act of 1996 and the authority delegated to the Secretary by the President on January 31st of 2013, the Secretary made a determination to suspend for 45 days beyond February 1st of 2019, the right to bring an action under Title III of the Act. This extension will permit us to conduct a careful review of the right to bring action under Title III in light of the national interests of the United States and efforts to expedite a transition to democracy in Cuba and include factors such as the Cuban regime's brutal oppression of human rights and fundamental freedoms and its indefensible support for the increasingly authoritarian corrupt regimes in Venezuela and Nicaragua. We call upon the international community to strengthen efforts to hold the Cuban government accountable for 60 years of repression of the people. We encourage any person doing business in Cuba to reconsider whether they are trafficking in confiscated property and abetting this dictatorship. Now, let's stop for a minute, Dr. Bill, and talk about the dictatorship here in the United States. Now, granted, my visit to Cuba showed me that Cuba was a prison island. There is no doubt it is a totalitarian regime. It's horrific. They have the neighborhoods divided up in 800 housing blocks where they have snitches looking all around. What do you think this frequency system, this high-tech system is doing to us here in this country, along with increased frequencies? Do you know that the Cubans would not allow the telecom industries at first to come in and bring in cell towers? They were afraid of the spying and other aspects of the frequencies. You have very limited cell signal in Cuba. So I will tell you, other than the satellites being pummeled up on them with the frequencies, and certainly overhead they're being looked at with Landsat frequencies, and they're looking at their wastewater treatment facility, which is wretched. These poor people are drinking very toxic water. But they're turning us into the same thing. Now, when I went to Cuba, I saw the United States on steroids. I heard and read documents that said, so much for the Americans that think they have a constitution. We have been railroaded into a belief that we have a system that preserves human life and values the betterment of all of us here. Now, granted, we're not as bad as some of the places in the world yet.
Well, we still have some freedom of speech to talk like this. For example, if we said these things in Canada or Europe, that's going to fade very quickly when this whole system comes in place. So, in other words, there's going to be a famine of the word. It says in the Bible, I shall send a famine, not of bread and water, but of the word. And the word isn't just the Bible. It's truth tellers like you and me. The famine of the word means radio and TV and podcasting and so on will be shut down. That'll be the last final sign that the total devilish system of water and power and everything regulation by the globalists like Rothschild and the takeover of other nations, which, by the way, deserve to be taken over, but not the way they're doing it. They're commoditizing Cuba and Venezuela and taking them over for the globalists. They're not taking them over for the average person, are they?
Well, that's true. And in another document, the one that we were first looking at, the Economic Eye on Cuba, I'm reading this about that Title III, which is very interesting. The extension of Title III will permit the United States to conduct a careful review of the right to bring action under Title III in light of the national interests of the United States and efforts to expedite, I read this, but I want to read this again, efforts to expedite a transition to democracy in Cuba to include factors such as the Cuban regime's brutal oppression of human rights and fundamental freedoms and its indefensible support for increasingly authoritarian and corrupt regimes in Venezuela and Nicaragua. We call upon the international community to strengthen. So I read that. This was already on the embassy website in the United States embassy out of Cuba. And we are taking down Cuba right now, along with Venezuela and Nicaragua and any other country that will not concede to the dictates of the dictatorship that we are under here in the United States. And it is unbelievable to think of the degree of mind control and PSYOPs media and how PSYOPsed the American people have become.
Well, even letting the situation arise for decades under multiple presidents to allow Cuba to exist was part of the PSYOP to eventually come back and take it away from them. And letting Venezuela allow Russians to come in there for generations and multiple presidencies to set up things like in Nicaragua for the Punta Huerte long-range, the intermediate-range nuclear missiles. It was to literally trap the Russians trying to pull this off and eventually drive them out. And now, of course, people think the Russians are paranoid. They're justifiably paranoid. They're justifiably paranoid. Yes, they have missiles in Kaliningrad. Yes, they have their hypersonic cruise missiles probably already stationed in La Orchilla Island. But the fact is, their paranoia is justifiable. And the fact the global situation is taking over the world under Trump. In other words, when we hear the Green New Deal, to be honest with you, the Green New Deal is happening while Trump is still president, and he'd probably be reelected. And despite it being crazy, a leftist kind of thing, people have to understand it's a corporate Green New Deal. In other words, the corporate takeover of the territories of the world in the 10 trade zones is happening right under Trump's nose with his help.
Well, he's promoting it. And certainly silence is being complicit to a scheme of death. And that's exactly what
we
know.
When you allow corporations like PG&E to get off with $36 billion of debt that caused the fires and not to even pay their own employees, their special bonuses are supposed to get, and then allow them to go with Solarin, which is a Russian company working internationally through people like the Rothschilds to set up power coming through the upper layer of the troposphere, which is all loaded up with minerals that turn the upper atmosphere into a plasma. And again, This allows you to create some very desperate geotectonic events as well as weather control by putting plasma particles that take 2.5 to 4 years to fall to ground of barium, thorium, strontium, and aluminum. And these specific isotopes have turned it so that scalar waves that control earthquakes and volcanoes and weather are completely in control of the satellites. We can press a button and cause an earthquake or cause a major weather event.
That's absolutely true, and I would recommend everybody go to StopTheCrime.net. Please go to the menu and click on the YouTube video channel. You'll hear some other radio shows that Dr. Bill and I have done specifically about Solaren, S-O-L-A-R-E-N, and how the global electric delivery system is being changed. This entire fire, the fires that were caused by Pacific Gas and Electric Rothschild that were intentional, and the bankruptcy, Chapter 11 right now, is just a placeholder while they transition into...
Well, let me fill you in a detail I found out from my neighbor. My neighbor right next door to me, who just moved in last year, and they put in solar panels, 24 of them. They tried to reinsure their house, and they found out that all of the insurers, except for State Farm, would not insure them because we were in the fire zone last year of a fire that almost crossed the Gopher Canyon Road, about 4 miles away. And you can see the entire horizon. So we have insurance and earthquake insurance, but guess what? The insurers are actually pulling up because they're under the direction of the same people like the Rothschilds. They want to de-insure people, so these people who were burnt out in Paradise, California, they can't rebuild. And not only that, with the floods, it'll destroy the soil, it'll destroy the water, the groundwater. It'll be impossible for them to even get insurance to actually rebuild their own homes on the land that they own.
Well, we're finding that here right now, too, in Santa Rosa when we burned in October of 2017. And many people are hearing that there's a lot of rebuilding taking place. It is not necessarily the case. We have something that is called net out migration, new word for people leaving an area, net
right.
out migration.
Right.
They're estimating that about 45 people a week are leaving the Santa Rosa, Sonoma County area because they can't rebuild. There are no jobs. And I will tell you this, I know a number of people who are in plan check right now trying to process and get their building permits that have been burned out. And because of new water maps that are showing reduced water areas, which is all contrived because we know water's a renewable through primarywater.org.
Right. Right.
But they're identifying areas, Dr. Bill, where they can't rebuild because they're telling them they have a low water table.
Right.
So they're coming up with schemes now in these Green New Deals, or the climate action plans, as I prefer to call them, because it's the Green New Deals are not new. And
right.
anybody that refers to that, and I hear many, many what you would consider enlightened people that talk about financial aspects, they've just found out about the Green New Deal when all along they could have been reading the climate action plans. And I know, Dr. Bill,
right. In other words, it's happening the same time we have someone that kind of seems crazy, like AOC. The corporations are doing exactly what AOC wants, which is to remove people from the coastal areas and the rural areas, right under Trump's nose, and he's collaborating with 5G network and recycled water, and not talking about the fact that there's primary water. I mean, you know, it's like when I went over the issue of pro-life. Trump himself won't put a law in place dealing with not just getting rid of Roe versus Wade that says that birth starts at conception and you're a human being with property rights, which is now going to come out in this new movie, but talking about property rights of the unborn that's in this new movie about Roe versus Wade. People need to understand Trump is not taking positions that are actually protecting the public, is he?
No, he's killing us. He's destroying us with 5Gs and frequencies. It's a silent weapon system.
Right, and although AOC seems crazy, and you know, all the Democrats, guess what? Everything that they want, he's actually behind the scenes doing with the transnational corporations.
Absolutely, Dr. Bill.
So it doesn't matter if you got Trump or you got the left, you're going to get the same deal, aren't you?
Absolutely. So go to StopTheCrime.net. Please pay attention to our YouTubes. We're working very hard for all of you.